That time of the week again to start looking ahead to your fantasy football team. Game week 28 is ahead of us. And of course, as always, we're joined by Joe from fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Joe, welcome.
Hello there.
Before we move on to this week, we have to quickly look back at the double game week that we've just seen, which included Wednesday night's game between Manchester City and Stoke. It was not exactly what you'd call a thriller, but it was a points accruer because obviously several players on the pitch. But for me, Eric Peters, two Stoke clean sheets. Thank you very much. I'll have a bit of that.
Well, definitely. We all expected it to be Aguero and Sterling to really do the damage. And Sterling was dropped, given a really unfortunately timed rest. And Aguero just scored the one goal. I mean, he did finish with 9 points. So if you triple captained him, you got 27, which is okay, but still slightly disappointing. You'd probably want a bit more for that triple captaincy chip. But yeah, really, it was all about the defenders, really. Kolarov getting a couple of clean sheets for Manchester City. And yes, you mentioned Peters as well. These were players we mentioned before last week. If you're going to be looking at Stoke defenders, and Peters, he offers such great value and he gets bonus points as well. And we've got Grant as well in goal there. Such good value. So yeah, Stoke defence doing the business again.
Now, as we go into this coming weekend, I'm just looking here, and in game week 28, Stoke are not playing. Manchester City are not playing. It's a shortened game week this week. We'll look at that, Joe, in more detail shortly with the players from each team that you might say would be worth having in, or at least players, or raise awareness of those that won't be playing. First, though, as we go alphabetically through the Premier League, we are at Sunderland. The only Sunderland player I've got anywhere near my team, Joe, is Jermaine Defoe, and I feel pretty happy in that.
Well, I think you're right there. Basically, Sunderland is Jermaine Defoe as in terms of Fantasy Premier League. He's involved in 66% of their goals. That's a huge amount of goal involvement. Basically, they've hardly got anyone else who can score. But he's not in great form as well. So, as you said, he misses a fixture this weekend. But afterwards, it gets better. They've got Burnley at home, Watford away, Leicester away. Manchester United at home is not so great, but then West Ham at home. So the fixtures actually do improve. But Jermaine Defoe's not in good form. 7 goal attempts in his last 4 matches. So if you compare that with a similarly priced, or in fact cheaper, Gabbiadini at Southampton, another player that we've mentioned, he had 16 goal attempts in the last 4. So that's pretty damning for Jermaine Defoe there. I mean, and also looking at Sunderland, given they conceded 50 goals so far this season, that's the fourth worst in the Premier League. They've only had 4 clean sheets. Arguably, when you're looking at Sunderland's fixtures, you shouldn't be thinking, shall I get Sunderland players in? You should be thinking, right, shall I get players in who are facing them? So over the coming weeks, look out for Burnley strikers, Watford strikers, Leicester strikers. They're all going to face Sunderland. Sunderland will concede. So these are all good players to keep an eye on.
So to the rest of the Premier League, and a lot of people, Joe, may be in a very similar position to me. If I look at my current selected starting 11, which I just rolled over from the last game week, I have three players, Ben Mee, McCauley of West Brom, and Romelu Lukaku, who have games. Everybody else is a big blank for this week.
Exactly. It's a bit of a shock to some people. Not so if you've been planning. So there is just 4 matches. Bournemouth against West Ham, Everton against West Brom, Hull against Swansea, Liverpool against Burnley. The reason is because the FA Cup quarterfinals are taking place. And there's lots of Premier League teams involved, so they're all busy. So if you're looking at, for example, if you like yourself, you've got 3-4 players playing, you want to get up to 11. Obviously, you're not going to be taking hits to get all of those players in. But if you fancy taking 1, 2, perhaps even 3 hits this week, this is probably the time to do it. Basically, you're going into that with a big blank space for a player. They're going to get you 0 points because there's no one there. So if you spend 4 points on a hit and they deliver you 2 points, so they do pretty much nothing but still give you 2 points, then that hit's really only worth -2. So if you follow that logic there, you'd be pinpointing players that you actually want to give you an immediate return to save you, to make sure that you've invested those hits wisely. And also, you want to be getting players, similar rules apply to any game week. You want to get a player in that actually has good fixtures coming up as well. So the players I'd be looking at, I mean, I think the Bournemouth-West Ham match is going to be goals. There's going to be lots of goals there. So over the last 6, the Cherries have conceded 15. That's more than any other side over that period. no clean sheet as well. Also with no clean sheet over that time is West Ham. Similarly poor, they shipped 11 goals here. So it's going to be goals, goals, goals there. But getting a Bournemouth player, say, for example, Josh King, who scored 5 goals in the last 6. So he's after this match. Then he's got Swansea at home and Southampton away. Gets a bit nasty after that, fixture-wise. But that's pretty good, really. So you're going to get 3 OK games out of him. So he's one I'd consider. For West Ham, Andy Carroll as well. He had 4 in 4 before he was injured. There's always fitness concerns around him, though. Obviously, with Everton, I think Lukaku's probably going to be the most captain player. I think if you haven't got him and he does really well, then it's going to be a disaster. So he would be the player I would advise getting in the most if you don't have him. He's got 18 goals this season. And, of course, we all remember those 4 goals against Bournemouth back in game week 24 at home. So he's at home again against West Brom. West Brom, I believe, have only 1 clean sheet on the road as well. But also his fixtures are OK as well. He's got Hull next in game week 29. So if you're getting him in, you're getting him in for a couple of good games. And then he's got a couple of tricky fixtures. And then he gets a bit better in game week 32. So Everton face Leicester and Burnley at home. So you're investing a bit in the future there. Liverpool is another one. Mane, 8 goals at home. Fixture-wise, pretty good as well. Got Man City up after they face Burnley this weekend. But other than that, they've got Bournemouth, Stoke, West Brom. They've got lots of nice, easy teams coming up. Coutinho's another. A bit under the radar because he's only scored once in the last since he came back from injury. But he's actually had 20 goal attempts in his last 4. And that's a ratio that no other player, that's a goal attempt tally that no other player can actually match over that period. So he's actually, in terms of underlying statistics, he's the man most likely this weekend. Swansea is another one as well. Llorente up front, he's key. Aerial threat is key for him. 5 of his 11 goals have come from headers. Only Christian Benteke has had more headed goal attempts than him. And he scored 5 since Paul Clement took charge back in January. Sigurdsson, obviously another one there, well-known player, 7.6. He's had 3 goals and 5 assists since Paul Clement took over. He's got lots of attacking points there. In fact, he's had attacking points in 7 of his last eight league starts. And I'd probably say Olsen is perhaps a pick of the defenders there. He's had 5 goal attempts over his last 2 matches, and that's more than any other defender over that time. So he's the kind of defender in attacking form at the moment. And other than that, the others are kind of differentials, I would call them, in that they're going to be very low-owned and they might not get you anything. But if you fancy taking a risk, I would say probably the pick of those, perhaps Kvaratskhelia at Hull. He's 5.5, got an assist in his last 2, and he's had more shots and chances created than any of his teammates since he made his debut back in game week 24. So he's another option there. Lots of options there. Take a few hits, but don't take too many.
And I think with you mentioning about Gabbiadini of Southampton, they're not playing this week. But if you're prepared to maybe take a hit specifically and not accrue that many points this week, you get 1 free transfer, though. So if you almost want to write this week off where you get an extra transfer to add into the game week afterwards. Do you see what I mean? As long as you use it before this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, basically, this in terms of the overall ranking, where everyone is in your league, your work leagues, it's a bit of a write-off because there's going to be some with 10, 11 players. It's going to be some with 3 or 4. But of those 10 or 11, perhaps only 3 or 4 might actually do well. So you're really limiting the pool of players to choose from. So if you're going to start taking risks and taking hits, now's to do it. But I think going back to the main point is always look ahead at the fixtures as well. If you're getting a player in for this week because you haven't got anyone else playing, make sure that they've got some all right fixtures coming up as well, because the last thing you want is a player that you're actually going to want to ditch. You're going to spend points on, they don't do much for you, and then you've got to get rid of them. So I'm really looking at West Brom players there. They've got an awful run of form, which actually starts this weekend when they go to Everton. So I wouldn't be advising getting any West Brom players in.
If you want some more tips for your fantasy football team, head to fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Give these guys a follow on Twitter as well. They're at FFScout. But for this week, Joe, thank you very much.
Thank you.